We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan. Happy to have back on the show the manager of the New York Mets, Buck Showalter. Buck, Craig, and Evan here in New York on the Fan. How you doing, pal?
Good. How are you guys today?
Doing very well. Excellent. Appreciate your time, as always. Obviously, a tough split yesterday. Your thoughts on the post-game comments of Francisco Lindor starting to get a little heat from the Met fan base. What do you think overall about what's going on with him?
I don't know. What did he say? I don't listen to that stuff. What do you got?
He said the pitchers drive nice cars, too.
Okay. They do.
Have you talked to him about what he went through in New York last year? Is that something you guys have ever talked about, whether in spring training or even recently?
You know, I don't really broadcast the private conversations I have with the players, but certainly Francisco and I have been talking since the spring. It's funny, when he first came in, you know, some things that, you know, you think you know something from afar, but until you actually get there and experience, you need to keep an open mind about reality. There's a lot of things that I've had since I've got here that I can went, okay, I didn't know that. That's interesting. Now I see some of the challenges that Louis had or whatever, for whatever reason. So, you keep an open mind about that and realize that some good people have been here before you and will come after you. So, what really struck me was Francisco told me all the things that I was going to say. He kind of stole my thunder. So he's in a good place mentally and emotionally. You know, the guy, nobody plays the game harder between the lines. Nobody cares more about winning. Nobody, he's played a good shortstop for us, especially since the weather warmed up a little bit, even though it looks like it's going to be snowing in Denver. You believe that?
Yes, I saw that.
But, he's a good teammate. I mean, and he's done some good things for us offensively this year and will again. So, you know, we're not going to have, let's face it, a lot of the, I guess, scrutiny you're telling me is on him because, you know, there's a commitment to him by the organization, yep. But he was committed to because he was a really good player that can help us win.
Bingo. You know, it's funny, you said something, and you didn't mean anything by it, that also got Met fans saying, whoa, 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 what's that? And it was an innocent comment. You said he'll be a contributor. And I think because of that contract, Met fans say, and I know I thought it, he better be more than a contributor. He better be Francisco Lindor. So I think a part of it are the giant expectations that attach to him because of his resume and because of the amount of money he makes.
Well, I think it's because of his skill level, and, you know, you usually trust that. I don't know. It depends on how you define contributing. You know, he can contribute to a win and not get a hit. You know, I just look at things through a different prism. The tone he sets and the example he sets, and, you know, he cares. And, you know, the only guy that I get sideways with is somebody who doesn't care or play with great effort and doesn't want to win and doesn't want the Mets to be as good as they can be. And, he checks all those boxes.
When do you expect Jacob DeGrom to throw from a mound?
Well, you know, I'm not a doctor. I try to stay out of that. I know a lot more than I'm obviously going to talk about here on the air, but when he's physically capable, it will move as quick as it can and without any setbacks. You know, that's why we don't put some faults, you know, put a date on it, and all of a sudden if he doesn't reach it, you know, they're always asking if he's ahead, behind schedules. You know, I talked to Jake. I couldn't believe it. The other day we FaceTimed. The trainer had him back there, and he's upbeat, moving his family this way, and he's preparing to join us. And I know everybody's looking forward to getting him back. But we have to prepare like things like that or – whether it be Trevor May or whether it be McGill, you got to prepare that they won't happen.
Right.
We assume something's going to happen. You want to make the baseball gods laugh. Tell them about your plans. Hmm.
You don't strike me as a FaceTime kind of guy.
Well, actually, I walked in the training room to check on somebody else, and our Brian Chicklow, our trainer, was on FaceTime with Jake, so I hopped on. I think that's what
yeah,
they call
it. I don't see Buck Showalter FaceTiming people. That's just my own.
Yeah, that's like the Twitter or whatever they do with those things where they put stuff out there publicly.
Twitter.
That's close.
So you don't have a Twitter account or an Instagram account. You're not posting, you know, vacation photos of you in a bathing suit on a boat. That's not your thing.
Ain't happening, buddy.
He definitely has a burner, though. You're definitely checking things out.
You know, it's funny. You've been around a long time, and I talked to Evan. Evan's really more of the nuts and bolts historian of baseball. But, you know, I always say, listen, just stack W's, just stack wins and worry about everything else later. And I think, you know, that is proving itself out here in that, you know, the Mets have been a 500 team over the last, you know, 10, 11, 12 games or so. But because of the early success in April, you can weather that kind of ball by having, you know, a six-game lead. And I wonder, do you think we sometimes get caught up in the weeds a little too much day in and day out as opposed to looking at the bigger picture of where you view the health and direction of your team?
No, I think you look at it through the prism that you're asked to look at it through. You know, you're through the fans' eyes. You know, you ask the questions and talk about the things that fans want to know. And when I'm on the air and, you know, I've never said you guys don't ask this, don't ask that. You know, bring it on. I mean, I want you to, you know, it's like after games. It may not be particularly comfortable, but people are asking questions that the fans want to know. And, you know, I happen to use it sometimes as an avenue to get some things out there that kind of fit into why we had to do certain things. But you're also careful about telling things that hurt innocent people. You know, I've certainly, and there's many things that as a manager, your job description is to wear it. You just wear it. You know, you're not going to, you could bring in a lot of people into something that, you know, might initially make things look differently where you're concerned, but in the long run, it doesn't play. I want the players to know that, you know,
right, so let me ask you about that. Was there any conversation that you had with Pete Alonso prior to this series starting with the Cardinals, where we now famously saw him going into game two yesterday at first base, kind of give a what's up to Stubby
clap
based on what happened last month in St. Louis? Was there a conversation about how Pete was going to handle that or no?
You know, we have a lot of conversations. I talk to Pete every day, and if I did have a private conversation with Pete, I certainly wouldn't talk about it, guys. I know you respect that, but Pete, you know, Pete's not that type of guy. You know, it's not like thing where you say, I'm only going to like you if you like me type of thing. You know, we choose to go about our business a certain way as, you know, members of our organization and professional baseball, and what somebody else chooses to do is up to them. There's nothing worse than having to go out on the field and support an unjust cause. You know, and Pete usually has a very just cause, and we'll support him if there's anything that needs supporting.
Do you know, because that's what got a lot of attention, that him and Stubby Clapp like fist bumped each other or waved hi to each other. Do you know if they had a private conversation at all?
They may have. I'm not aware of it. I wouldn't surprise me if Pete's that type of guy. You know, if you have a problem, if you don't like Pete Alonso, then you ain't trying.
Nah, he's a great dude. We love him. A couple of things on the health. We're talking to Buck Showalter. How much time will Tyler McGill miss? When do you expect him back in the rotation?
You know, let's get through the next couple of days where he's going to have some long toss and potential side work. We've got a date scheduled where we think he'll rejoin us. In fact, I'm looking at it 10 feet away. But until we get through these next few days, I want to be sure that we cross some bridges first.
When you, and I find this fascinating because you've got two first basemen in Dom Smith and Pete Alonso. It seems like you believe Dom Smith's a better defensive first baseman because you've used him late for defense. So on a night like tonight where Dom's the DH and Pete's the first baseman, do you almost feel like, well, if I use him late for defense, now I'm losing the DH and the pitcher's hitting? How do you kind of decide on a night like tonight, I'm going to use the guy who's good defensively, but not as good defensively as my first baseman, as opposed to DH?
No, I don't have any problems. It's not brain surgery playing a National League game. I'd be very comfortable putting. I don't lose the DH. The DH is going in to play first base, and I've got four guys on the bench capable of pinch hitting if that spot comes around. But a lot of it has to do with where the order spot in the order is when the eighth inning ends. There's a lot of dynamics to it that change the way you look at it each night. But, you know, this is our best fit tonight for for what we're trying to do against Jordan Hicks, who's a real challenge for us.
Do you feel that because Pete prefers to play first base, and I think we all respect that, and he's gotten so much better defensively first base over the years, that it's important to make sure he is out there enough and he's not just becoming a more of a DH than maybe he wants to be? Is that important to you to keep him out there enough?
Well, it's important to me because Pete's our first baseman, and that's where, you know, that's what he's going to do for us. And we're trying to, we want a guy that can play 155, 160 games like the people in Atlanta and San Francisco did last year. I think people miss that about San Francisco's success last year. You talk about Longoria, and you're talking about Posey, you're talking about Crawford, and you're talking about Belt, and you keep going down the line. Same way with Atlanta, their infield played over 150 games. So everything we're doing is try to keep, you know, the management of playing time. We'd like Pete to play 155 games plus, and one way to do that is get some DH days. And Dom, we're lucky to have someone like Dom that can go over there and give him a blow now and then. You know, Pete wants to be out there every day, but he wants to be out there for the right reasons, for his teammates and for, you know, the fans too. But there'll come a time, but he's our first baseman, and there's never been any debate about that.
Talking to Buck Showalter, manager of the Mets, for a few more moments. Buck, when weather's coming in, but it's kind of unpredictable, hey, we could wait till 8:30 or 9 o'clock to start a game. Hey, you know, we want to do right by the fans and, you know, cancel the game before they get on the road. What's your preference? Would you rather start a game at 9 o'clock and play it, or do what you guys did yesterday and do the, you know, the doubleheader?
Anytime we stay away from the doubleheader, I'm in. It kills your pitching staff. All the decisions, the disruption in your organization, the back and forth. We won't completely get over that doubleheader probably until the off day on the 26th. You're just constantly scrambling, trying to get back to where people are properly rested. And we're not, you know, Billy Epler in our front office do a great job of keeping the stock with, you know, making the right moves. MLB lets you add a 27th. But also, I got to tell you guys, I've never been a place where there was more concern about fans and the safety coming to the ballpark. I mean, I've sat in these rooms and heard them said, you know, the other day, the 50-mile-an-hour winds,
right,
the strength of the storms, fans trying to get into the ballpark. And it is part of the decision. And you try to do it earlier if you can. And nowadays, predicting weather is pretty good, you know, for the most part. But every, you know, someone said, hey, 9 o'clock, we got a three-hour window, I'm in. Because you pay the piper down the road for
doubleheaders. Right. Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Well, they did make that decision was made not based on the weather after 8 o'clock. They were looking out for their fans' safety getting to the ballpark, and there was nothing
That was part of it. But I got to tell you, when I talked to two or three people that got stuck here at the stadium, I don't know what it was doing where you were, but here at the stadium, it was the right prediction about weather.
I happened to see. I went to Citi Field that night to pick up my car, they made the right decision. That's for sure.
Well, Gene Michael years ago, when he would finally have to make this million-dollar decision, as he was reminded that it was a rainout, he would turn his phone off, walk out the door, see you tomorrow, boys. Don't call me. He didn't want to hear about sun breaking out of the stadium.
No, I get that. We're talking to Buck Showalter. It's amazing how you haven't won more than three in a row, but you haven't lost back-to-back games, knocking on wood, in over a month. What do you think the identity of this team is? Do you think it's this kind of consistency, the ability to bounce back? Is it something else? But we're 36, 37 games into this season. Can you put your finger on the identity of this baseball team yet?
No, nobody's that good. We've played 38, 39 games. I mean, it's and that's why we play the games. We live in a world where everybody wants to know what's going to happen tomorrow, the next day, that Twilight Zone show where they got the newspaper a day in advance. It doesn't work that way. Can you imagine how boring it'd be? This doesn't mean that that's going to happen. It's human beings.
Well, if you told me you're going to win the division, I'd be very excited. Like, I would enjoy the next 3 months knowing
well,
that.
I have told the guys, we got one thing in our advance room. It just says, here's the four teams we got to be better at. I mean, let's cut to the chase. We got four teams we have to be better at.
Right.
You know, what else matters, really, when you get down to it? So, you know, figure it out. So, you know, I just want us to seek our level and be as good as we're capable of being. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun finding out. People are going to make runs at it. We're going to make runs at them. And there's going to be some ebb and flow to the season. But, you know, the end game's a lot of fun if we can get there.
Talking to Buck, final thing for me, Buck. You know, you're 24-14. You're in first place. But as you say, you know, every team's imperfect. There's things you want to work on. Not that it keeps you up at night, but – you know, what area of the Mets, you know, almost at the quarter pole of the season, is the area that you hope to improve upon the most?
I think, you know, I know it's going to sound like a little bit of a cop-out, but, you know, the health of our players. You know, we get Sterling back from the bereavement probably tomorrow afternoon. McGill will be back shortly. Trevor May will rejoin us. McCann's going to rejoin us. DeGrom, hopefully. You know, we'll start getting some of these guys back. But usually what happens is somebody else, there's another challenge around every corner. I love when people say, what'd you do on your off day when you got rained out? I mean, we were here for 4 hours after the decision was made, trying to shape things and make sure we're putting our best foot forward. But the health and just continue, you know, it's tough. Effort should never go in a slump. And the continued effort, you know, let's give ourselves a chance to be good. Let's put pressure on everybody. So our guys have been great with the effort part, and I'm proud of them.
Take me into your mind for a second. How do you decide where in the batting order Jeff McNeil is going to hit on a given night? Because we have seen
this guy.
It's no, I think it's great. Guy hits everywhere. When you make that decision.
And he's got no ego. He like every once in a while, he's sticking down the eight hole against a club that doesn't really know him, and he ambushes him down there.
Right.
Next thing, you can protect Pete when Eduardo's figuring it out a little bit. I mean, and he's got no ego about it. He just, you know, he's chasing hits, man. He's playing. People missing. I think he's ranked one of the best second basemen in baseball.
He's been great defensively, no doubt.
And he goes, you need to even play left field. He's pretty good out there. So you can make a case for, I mean, the value that he has presented. And I love the way he competes every at bat.
But what do you, is it the opponent? Is it a gut feeling? Is it some kind of stat we're not thinking about? Like, how do you decide for you when you make that lineup? Okay, today Jeff's hitting third. Okay, today Jeff's hitting eighth. I think today he's hitting fifth. Like, how do you make that decision?
Well, there's so much. You know, we talked earlier in spring. If we can take our ego out of the batting order and what have you. And, you know, quite frankly, there's a lot. You know, we got a type of club that, okay, who should you be hitting in front of? Well, maybe, no, not that guy. What about this guy? And, you know, so I think they realize and they have confidence that the big thing to answer your question is what type of challenge it presents to their bullpen.
Right.
What, you know, to put certain orders together. And like tonight, I know that they have one left-hander available. I know that their starting pitcher, you know, like you face a guy like Mikolas, you're not going to do anything until you get him out of the game. I knew they had left-handers, but the eight left-hand hitters allowed us to grind him a little bit. Knowing that you're susceptible to a bullpen, but it's like if you're facing, you know, a frontline pitcher like Randy Johnson, the heck with setting up the bullpen, you better figure out a way to get him out of there.
Right.
So a lot depends on the starting pitcher and the construction of their bullpen, and Jeff allows me to move him around where they can't bring in one pitcher to face multiple hitters.
I guess I do have one more question. So as you probably know by now, Evan Roberts is like the biggest Met fan in the world, season tickets for 25 years. He'll go to 50 games this year, but I just want to get your take on the record on this. This past Friday, he went to your game, and he brought two iPads with him. And one iPad was the New York Ranger game, and the other iPad was the New York Yankee game. But he's in Citi Field ostensibly to watch the Mets play. And your thoughts as the manager of the Mets that one of your biggest fans was distracted by his own decision watching playoff hockey.
I can buy being distracted by the hockey playoffs. Our guys, hey, I'd be watching some of that too. I can't really comment publicly on being distracted by the other things.
Okay.
I'll leave that alone. I don't know what
Touché.
Kind of thing he really is.
Oh, I'm a professional who's going on the air the next day. That's all.
You want to be knowledgeable as the subject matter.
Thank you.
As painful as it was to watch.
There you go. Well, Buck, we always appreciate you coming on. Good luck tonight, and thank you for a few moments of your time today.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
God
bless.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.